B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
The man charged with using a samurai sword to decapitate his landlord inside a home this weekend refused to talk to police about the crime and claimed that he is a sovereign citizen.
I don't want to talk about it.
At his arraignment in Hartford, Jerry David Thompson refused to say anything and was ordered held in lieu of $2 million bail. Thompson also refused to speak with a public defender and at this point is not represented by an attorney.
I don't want to talk.
He's like not talking at all.
No.
He was identified as a suspect by friends of the victim, Victor King, who had rented a room to Thompson inside his home. The two men had had a dispute about Thompson not paying rent, according to the warrant, and Thompson threatened King with a samurai sword. King was so alarmed by Thompson's threats that he went to the police on Saturday, the day before he was killed, and told them Thompson had been waving the sword at him. On Sunday, friends of King called police to say they couldn't reach him. Sunday afternoon, police and firefighters forced their way into the home and found a lot of blood and King's badly slashed body covered in bedding. Police began looking for Thompson.
Over a rent dispute.
To question him about the killing and found him and pulled him over back at police headquarters. Detectives tried to talk to Thompson, but he wouldn't say anything.
We came to an agreement.
At one point, he wrote on a piece of paper, paper in glove compartment in Jeep is all you need.
Huh?
And in the glove compartment of the Jeep, police found paperwork suggesting Thompson viewed himself as a sovereign citizen, people who don't view themselves as subject to the law.
And there's also the map from Goonies, Preston.
He has previous convictions for assault and robbery, so dude is going to jail probably.
Effed up.
Chris Marquez said that he took a tandem skydive on Saturday at Vermont Skydiving Adventures and didn't realize until he was safely on the ground that he had lost his prosthetic leg in the process.
Wow.
Marquez had posted a plea on Facebook for local residents to keep an eye out for his missing leg as replacing it would be expensive. The post came to the attention of farmer Joe Marzlowski, whose property is close to the skydiving business. He searched his property on Sunday, and he found a prosthetic leg.
Hey, look at this!
Which was completely intact. And they met up, and he returned the leg to him. So.
You'd think you'd feel that pop off, right?
Yeah, but you know what? It's such
an adrenaline rush,
sensory overload when you're free falling. So maybe he just had no idea that was going on.
I love when you see footage of seniors doing the dive and their false teeth come out.
Yeah. Great.
Memories.
An early morning naked walk on Monday eventually led to a fight with police and a couple facing numerous charges. Police arrested Mariel Kinney and Kevin Pinto after the 6:30 a.m. incident. So they're walking out completely in the buff at 6:30 a.m.
Why Pinto?
why that? Police Chief Joseph Bennett said it was kind of wild. It wasn't the typical day, that's for sure. They were buck naked. Police went to Hayden Row Street after receiving calls about two naked people walking a dog. Officers saw Kinney and Pinto, who were completely nude, walking down the street with a medium-sized black dog named Lucy. Question:
your balls are showing.
If they were okay and why they were unclothed, Kinney and Pinto either said they didn't want to answer or answered incoherently. And during questioning, the couple yelled and swore at the officers, resisting any efforts of de-escalation.
It's hot!
The officer said there was a short foot pursuit. Both people ran when they were told that they were going to be arrested. Police caught up with the pair, who struggled violently. Pinto struck officers several times with the heel of his palm.
You've run when you've been naked. Your balls hurt when you run at a full clip.
I have run.
Everything's
a full clip
whipping
naked
around and it hurts.
And everything kind of bounces.
It's not good.
And yes, Kathy, have you ever run naked?
No.
Okay.
Because your balls will hurt.
No, I'm wondering if the boobs would be the same
absolutely.
Thing.
Yes, 100%.
Okay.
Yes, that would hurt.
One officer was taken to a local hospital to be treated for minor injuries. Has since been released and his home police arrested Kinney and Pinto. The world's, quote, most identical twins. I guess they are so perfectly identical.
They're considered
the most identical twins.
I've never heard that.
Have told how they plan to get pregnant at the same time by their shared boyfriend.
Oh, get the hell out
of
here.
I saw a picture of these world's most identical twins. I didn't think they looked so identical.
Australian twins Anna and Lucy DeSinique appeared on Monday's This Morning show, where they explained to the baffled host why they wanted to have a baby at the same time. 34-year-old sisters, who had always had separate boyfriends before, now share a boyfriend named Ben Byrne.
That's disgusting.
In the past, we had...
You're only baffled.
They said, in the past, we had separate boyfriends, but Ben accepts us for who we are, according to Anna. Lucy continued saying, if he kisses Anna, he'll kiss me straight after. Okay. The siblings went on to add that their boyfriend can always tell them apart, even when speaking to them on the phone. Speaking about the duo's plans to have children at the same time, Anna added, we will grow old together and die together. We will freeze our eggs at the same time.
Uh-huh.
It will be a challenge, but we just want to be the same. And it could be obsessive, but that's how we want to live our lives.
Yeah, they're a little deranged.
They look like they may have had some face work in order to look the same.
You think so?
Yeah.
Something's a little weird.
All right, and then we'll do one more story and wrap this up. Let's go with a world leader who claimed that vodka and saunas could keep COVID-19 at bay and refused to cancel large sporting events, has confirmed he has the virus.
Mm.
Belarus President Alexander Lukashenko has previously come under fire after refusing to lock down and continue to play ice hockey as the disease spread across the world. The dictator also claimed drinking 50 milliliters of vodka a day would protect people from the virus. Lukashenko previously bragged that no one would die from the coronavirus in Belarus. The number to die from the disease currently stands at 538.
There might be something to that ice hockey thing, though, Preston.
The 65-year-old said during a meeting, today you are meeting a man who managed to survive the coronavirus on his feet. Doctors came to such a conclusion yesterday, asymptomatic. He told citizens in April, though, that they should not worry. He said, no one will die from coronavirus in our country. I am saying this in public. This is my firm conviction, judging by analysis not only of previous years. We already have this year's experience. And from our experience, from Chinese, American, European experience of how this disease is running, we see how we should work. Therefore, we will do our best to fight for every person. If a person stays positive, they will be healthy, he had said. And he allowed sporting events and all this stuff to take place. Well, and now he's got it, or he had it. So maybe he's changing his tune. I do not know.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File Podcast.
A married couple who slid about 700 feet down Mount Hood, rescued Sunday by teams coordinated through the sheriff's office. The couple, who had asked not to be identified, were climbing Sunday morning when they fell. Other climbers spotted them around the 10,000-foot elevation west of Hogsback behind Crater Rock and began providing help. After getting the call around 9:40 a.m., the first rescuers reached him around 1 p.m. The 33-year-old woman was more seriously hurt. She was stabilized and taken to the hospital. She's expected to recover. The 30-year-old man came down on his own power and helped his wife with the rescuers. They were roped together, but they weren't setting anchors to hold a fall. So is that, wow. Nick, is that part of mountaineering? You rope yourself together even if you're not?
Yeah.
Hooked up to stuff?
I think I'm probably told you guys this, but when I went up Rainier, I was hooked and roped together with three people, including a lead climber, and we were coming back down, and I tripped and fell, and as I fell forward, I started taking the other people with me. It can be really dangerous. It's meant as a safety precaution, of course, but you're roped into these other people so you can drag them down.
Yeah, that's what I always thought of. I didn't quite understand it because my thought is always that you're taking people with you if you're going, you know?
And the hope is that the guide is stronger and is more sure of foot than you are, but you can lose your balance and it can be a problem. I'm amazed that these people were rescued.
Well, they were wearing micro spikes instead of technical crampons for grip on the ice.
That's a good band name, Technical Crampons.
Technical Crampons. I like that.
Must be that time of the month.
She lost her footing, and they fell about 700 feet and landed close to the Hot Rocks fumarole. Miraculously, the resulting injuries were not life-threatening. So that's
amazing.
Determination has paid off for a guy in North Carolina who is on the hunt for the final top prize in a scratch-off lottery game. Listen to this. Kevin Clark visited some 40 stores before scratching off the $5 million winner. He got it.
40 stores.
He had read that there was only one top prize remaining in the $5 million Mega Cash scratch-off game. So, dude, he knew they were around somewhere. So he just went out and he bought all of the $20 tickets that he could find.
Wow.
And
how much did he spend?
You know what it doesn't say, but there's no way he's...
$5 million.
Yeah. His pricey gamble paid off when he scanned a ticket that he bought from a stop-and-go in Swinona. Clark took the option of accepting his prize as $3 million lump sum, which amounted to about $2,122,000 after taxes.
He must be the dumbest fella in Swinona.
But, I mean... Do you think he spent more than $100,000?
No.
And
no, I wouldn't imagine that.
That's outstanding. He played the numbers, man. Yeah. He did it right. So that's cool. A 20-year-old man has been charged with harassment for allegedly rolling coal on people. You guys ever heard of rolling coal?
No, I have not.
So it's when these guys have these trucks with these big exhausts on them, they can do something to make all this putrid black smoke.
Oh, yes, I've seen that, yes.
So they call it rolling coal. He did it on people attending a Black Lives Matter rally. The incident happened when Dylan Frevel drove his pickup truck past hundreds of people at a rally, and on at least two occasions he quickly accelerated his truck as he passed the rally, causing thick plumes of diesel smoke to eject from his truck's exhaust pipe onto rally attendees, causing them discomfort. The act is known as rolling coal and is illegal in several states and municipalities. It's often done to people riding bicycles, people driving electric cars, and of late, people attending Black Lives Matter rallies.
Okay, so can you, is intentional? Like, can you control it?
You can.
Yeah, they do it on purpose. So Frevel was identified later through photos taken at the time after he had bragged about it on an Instagram post. So he has been charged with two counts, so he's going to have face a fine, most likely. Investigators with the Hawaii Attorney General's Office arrested a 20-year-old woman after seeing videos of her dancing in a store and dining out when she was supposed to be obeying a traveler's quarantine that the state mandated to protect against the spread of coronavirus. Anne Salamanca had arrived in Honolulu on July 6th, and 4 days later, the Hawaii Tourism Authority learned that she was out in public in violation of the 14-day quarantine. The Tourism Authority informed Attorney General special agents who were shown videos of her dancing and dining. She's from Birmingham, Alabama, and apparently she's a social media influencer.
Yes.
In the Philippines, who goes by Mika Salamanca, and arrived in from Manila. She apologized on social media, but she claimed law enforcement came to the house where she was staying and told her that if she had a negative COVID-19 test, she could not go out. None of my investigators, she said, would convey that information as it is incorrect, according to the attorney general. The fact is, Ms. Salamanca has so many followers, makes her actions that much more dangerous and concerning. The spread of misinformation can have a very severe consequence now. An emergency situation like we are in. And so she was arrested and released on $2,000 bail. So, you know, if you're high profile,
yeah,
you should not be doing
and
that.
And she's posting videos all the time.
Yeah, yep. All right, and then one more story. This is pretty wild. Some 500 North Korean ghost ships, some with skeletons inside, have washed ashore in Japan in the past 5 years. 500 of them.
Holy hell.
Last year, a boat was discovered with two human heads inside.
What?
As well as the decomposing remains of five other bodies after it came ashore on Sado Island. And it has been a mystery as to why the boats continue to run ashore, but it appears an answer has finally been found. According to Global Fishing Watch, the shipwrecks could be happening due to Chinese vessels being sent to fish illegally in North Korea's waters. And its report claims the illegal fishing operations to travel out further to sea, risking their lives in unsafe boats and then being swept away by strong waves and dying at sea. Japan's Coast Guard said more than 50 North Koreans have washed up on beaches in the past 2 years. They said the competition from the industrial Chinese trawlers is likely displacing the North Korean fishers, pushing them into neighboring Russian waters. The North Korean smaller wood boats are ill-equipped for this long-distance travel. And researchers used data from satellites in order to get a grip on what was happening out at sea, which it believes could point to a violation of UN sanctions that forbid fishing in North Korean waters.
That's effed up.
Yeah, so they're just simply being, they can't handle it. And
die and starve, yeah.
And then they end up washing ashore. That's
messed Jeez.
Up. And that is the Bizarre File for now.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.